Good morning, I'm John Hoffman. Down, then back up again. That was the weekend in a nutshell for Notre Dame football fans, players, and coaches. First came Clemson's dominating 34-10 win over the Irish Saturday, creating perhaps the only scenario where the Irish could be left out of the college football playoff. But Sunday, the committee that decides these things decided Notre Dame is still one of the four best teams in the nation, seeding them into the playoff at number four. That means the Irish head to Dallas to play number one Alabama on New Year's Day at 4 p.m. in the relocated Rose Bowl. Game here on Sunny. A win in that game would put Notre Dame in the national championship game January 11th. Congressional leaders have finalized a deal on a new coronavirus relief package. The $900 billion plan includes another round of stimulus payments as well as help for small businesses and more unemployment relief. Both sides of the aisle cheered the deal, which is scheduled to be voted on today. The White House is signaling President Trump will sign the deal once it reaches his desk. An extremely rare sight in tonight's night sky, assuming clear weather as Jupiter and Saturn appear to merge. It's the closest they've been from our vantage point in 800 years. Experts say you can use even a small telescope to see two planets at once. They'll be in the southwest sky just after sunset and will move farther apart in the coming days. Sunday NFL scores. The Bears won at Minnesota 33-27. Colts won at home in Indy 27-20 over the Houston Texans. The Detroit Lions took a 46-25 loss to the Tennessee Titans in Nashville. The Monday night game this week is Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. I'm John Hoffman on Sunny 101.5.